the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guest today to the list, Ole Miss Evie, top of hour three. Berg will be with us this morning right out of the first break. Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, also the Big Three Roll-Up podcast. Top of hour two, he's back. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. And as I mentioned, Ole Miss Evie, you folks have been requesting her for a while now. She's been on the show many, many times, and we've got her back. Ole Miss Evie, top of hour number three. That's what the lay of the land looks like today. Otherwise, we're free to go wherever we want to go with this show. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. Twitter, at Bill is King, and email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Spending a lot of time, and rightfully so, on the future, on the landscape of college sports. College football is the ringleader. College football is the crowned king, and has been and will be. We know that. And a few things happening. We talked about expansion. Now, expansion in this case means playoff expansion. I don't think there's really any league expansion that's on the near horizon. But playoff expansion, we've talked about that. There's a 12-team model that seems to be the most popular, at least at the moment. Nothing conclusive there at all. But we spent a lot of time on that. And then you've got the topic of name, image, likeness. Now, the Wild West for name, image, likeness starts July 1. So we're just a couple of weeks out here. And you have various levels, and this is all discombobulated. I'm telling you, folks, it is a big mess. You've got state-by-state rules, okay? You've got the NCAA rules, and then you have congressional. The congressional item is not coming along very fast, and it's got a lot of people worried. You know how that goes. That stuff goes slow. I don't even know if that is even something that Congress looks at as something they need to expedite or even look at as important. Probably not on their list of important items, name, image, likeness for a bunch of spoiled brats, okay? In some cases, spoiled brats. And it's got a lot of people where there's a Dennis Dodd article about this. You can pull up from CBS, and they get into some fine print here. But July 1 is when name, image, likeness, the Wild West opens up. And again, you don't have uniformity. at all. You've got everybody, every state. Some states don't even have it cleared. But every state is unique. It's not uniform. It's not league to league uniform. It's going to be, when I say crazy, I just mean it's going to be confusing. And it's not going to be well run in some cases overall. But here we go. We're about to go there regardless. Article out already. This comes from Georgia. Now, this is just about name, image, likeness. Georgia freshman quarterback Brock Vandegrift. Johnny Five-Star is expected to be notified of a name, image, likeness endorsement with Onward Reserve apparel on July 1. Also, a couple of other Georgia players. Kicker Jack Podlesny is expected to be contacted. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Onward Reserve has struck an endorsement deal with Vandegrift. These are Georgia players. Matthew Bowling, Podlesny, Trent Phillips, and Connor Tate. Vandegrift and Bowling are the two top names there. Vandegrift, five-star quarterback, freshman. Bowling is a nationally renowned sprinter. Podlesny is a kicker for the Bulldogs. Phillips is on the golf team. Tate plays baseball. Onward Reserve is a men's apparel brand launched by Georgia graduate T.J. Callaway. Kirby Smart, Trevor Lawrence, and Jake Fromm have all been spotted wearing Onward Reserve gear. So Callaway is leveraging the new rules to market to people in certain demographics. Quote by Callaway, this is a no-brainer. The deal was brokered by Drew Butler, former Georgia punter, who now heads the collegiate division of Icon Source, a firm that brokers deals between brands and athletes. No dollar amounts were revealed. Callaway said they were, quote, low cost. I don't have any idea what low cost means. I really don't. I no idea. Vandegrift and company will wear Onward Reserve gear on social media, also in Onward Reserve advertisements, and also in catalogs. That says here, may even be asked to appear in stores on game day. How can a player appear in a store on game day? The clothing company also has licenses with Florida State, Clemson, and others. So if this deal works well for both sides, there's no reason to believe it won't. We could see the Tigers and or Seminoles paid to wear Onward Reserve soon. Georgia, meaning the state of Georgia, signed its NIL bill into law May 6th. Placing that state among a handful of states releasing their college athletes into the new era as soon as the calendar turns to July. So there's your, that's your first story. I don't know if it's the first one, but it's the first one I have seen. Now, what's going to be, there's a bunch of elements here that are interesting, but what are we talking about cost-wise? Again, in the article, it says that has not been mentioned. At some point, we'll find out what we're talking about, because the marketplace will determine that, and Callaway has said here it is low cost. I don't know what that means, though, at all. In that world, that has not been defined yet. Low cost is very, very unclear. But here we go. Now, that article right there wasn't real messy. I don't know some of the details, but there you go. Georgia players there, totally on the up and up, totally legal, and in July 1, it's on your mark, let's go. That's what we're looking at. Tell you what, I can get a call here before the break. We're a couple of minutes out, but we've got enough time to get one in before we get to Berg right out of the chute. Ole Miss Evie later, and then Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, comes up top of hour number two. Jim up in Ramsey. Hello, Jim.
Bill, this is going to get so interesting. But isn't it funny that states like Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, they were all ready to pass this legislation. But you're going to have other states like New York and California where this probably won't get passed for two more years.
Not that, Ohio not doesn't have one either.
Bill, I want to know, are they going to cap how much money a kid could make, or, you know, is mama going to be able to get that new condo she wants, you know, in Athens that she's had her eye on because the kid's going to be able to make $500,000?
I don't think there's any cap. They can't cap it. Now, they can choose not to pay it, but I don't think there's a legal rule or cap on any of it.
Isn't it funny that the whole world, like, everything that they threw the book and took the Heisman away from Reggie Bush, now it would be all above board. You could bet on the game. You could give Reggie as much money as he needed. The world's gone crazy.
It's a view into the future, which is 180 from what we have witnessed prior.
Hey, Bill, what do you think with the playoffs? You know, I've heard rumblings that they want to expand it to 12 teams, but then you'd have regional playoffs. Do you think that would be good for the game?
No.
At this point?
No, it's not good for the game, but they're going to do it.
You know, Bill, I just hope they're able to reel this in somehow where it just doesn't get just crazy, like off the rails crazy. Because I could see, especially some of the power schools in those states, you might have a kid, you know, getting like three cars and getting paid and from the local car dealership. Like in New Jersey, I have to say, Murphy is very big on Rutgers football and it developing into something. So I'm hoping that the state legislature in our state at least, you know, helps. But I mean, if you got the visibility of New York City or Philly, but it's still a pro sports area. So who knows? Hey, Bill, have a good one, pal.
You too. Appreciate that call, Jim. Coming up out of the break here, we've got Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports. Chris Landry coming up, hour two. Ole Miss Evie, hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They've got this crash to the side here. People insist on rubbernecking down 65 southbound just past Trinity Lane. It's already slow down through here because of this accident. Again, it's over to the side on 65 southbound just past Trinity Lane. As traffic picks up through Mount Juliet right now, you got all that traffic coming in from Wilson County down I-40. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them today at 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Jess Newberg, 24/7 Sports, also the Big Three Roll Up, joins us every Thursday right here. Berg, been busy?
Oh, man, I've been busy. Yeah. Yesterday was in Tallahassee. Today I'm back home in St. Pete. So, yeah, it's been busy. I was at the 7-on-7 and Big Man camp yesterday in Tallahassee. That was fun.
Jim down in Jupiter says, ask Berg, is there going to be a real search for a new athletic director, or is the fix in and we're going with the guy on campus already?
With the guy on campus, it could potentially be Alford, who is the CEO of the Boosters, but I'm not sure. I think they are going to take a look around.
How are you, and what discussions have you had for your site and also perhaps 24/7 Sports? July 1 is when the gates open up to name, image, likeness. And we know the state of Florida has been out in front on this and well set up for this. But stories about players, for example, we were just reading a story about Onward Reserve, and they've got a license at Florida State too, but there's already a few Georgia players that have been contacted that are already in line for money from that apparel company. How are you guys going to handle those type of stories? Are you going to chase them down?
Absolutely. I think that's interesting. I think that's part of the story. I don't know. I just think about it as like, what are we reporting on? What's the story we're trying to tell? And if when the NIL thing drops on July 1st, I think that'll be a major, just a major storyline. And as with everything these days, it seems like everything fires out of the gates. Like, I'm sure we'll see this NIL thing go crazy at first, and then everything seems to level off, you know, kind of like the stock market at times. And we're going to see, you know, where these players fit in value-wise. The interesting part to me, though, is they say that they're cutting these deals with apparel companies, and they're going to they're going to be able to make percentage off what they sell. I want to see where the big buys come in. Like when the Georgia booster decides, like, I'm going to buy 10,000 t-shirts off of you. Like, is that going to be a problem? You know what I mean? And I don't think it is going to be a problem. I think that's going to be fair game. And we're going to see if there's boosters out there that feel that they're worth it.
In future articles that you write and others write, in that article about, let's say, recruiting, will probably be, in some cases, the connection with name, image, likeness as far as where this player is looking.
Right. If you can figure out
Where
the best offer is or where the most incentives are, who has the – or, hell, some states don't have the program right now. So, you know, that could eliminate some schools right there when it comes to recruiting. So, yeah, I definitely think that there's going to be, you know, some sort of complement to recruiting with this NIL thing. I'm interested in it. I like things that disrupt and change and shift the game. So I'm interested in it. I've talked to a couple, not the exact Apex CEO, you know, the company that FSU uses is called Apex. They have a contract with them. But I've talked with the CEO of another NIL company and might actually get him on the Big Three Roll-Up this week to kind of just find out. I want to know, like, what are you trying to cater toward these athletes? What kind of deals can they get? Like, we've heard apparel. I've heard potential, you know, podcasting. Obviously, you could use their image to advertise for your car lot. But I'm sure they're going to get creative on this.
Kev, as in your partner, Kev, part of the Big Three Roll-Up, says, ask Berg about the recruiting bonanza.
Oh, boy, yeah. Florida State has just been going crazy, Bill. Last week, obviously, we talked about Midnight Madness on the last show. And then when we came after the show, Elijah Pritchett, Florida State's number one offensive line target from Carver High School down there in Columbus, Georgia, he took an official visit to FSU. He was back on FSU's campus yesterday. They had a bunch of visitors over the weekend. We saw the elite camp. We had the mega camp. Did you see that, Bill? There was like 2,000 prospects at FSU's mega camp on Sunday.
That's amazing.
Four sessions. There was about 600 prospects in each session. There had to be 50 colleges there. Everybody from Coastal Carolina to Penn State and everybody in between was there. It was good. I mean, it was run efficiently. Every session went on exactly at what time it was supposed to. They got the kids off the field. I mean, it was an impressive feat. And outside of FSU offers, there was probably three or four new FSU offers, but there was over 100 new offers that went out to prospects that probably hadn't been in front of a college coach in 14, 15 months. And over 100 new offers went out. So there's a lot of kids that came to camp and left with an offer, and that was what it was all about.
I saw a picture, I think it was over the weekend maybe, of the Zucker was there, right?
Zook was there. Rick Trickett was there. There were some interesting names there. I saw, not attending, but Uncle Luke was there. Marco Rubio was there.
Wow.
I saw Marco Rubio with his son, with one of his sons, at FSU's mega camp.
Oh, man. It's happening. So if they flip the page, if they turn the corner at Florida State?
That's the hard thing to say, because you talk about all these good things in recruiting, like good moves, getting big prospects on campus, successful camps. But, Bill, that doesn't change the roster now, right? Like, just
right.
Because we're talking positively about what's happened in the last month or two, that doesn't change the actual roster now. So, unfortunately, they're still the same team that they're going to try out on the field. And I still think, it, you know, a six-win season is probably what we're looking at. But, you know, they got it going on in the recruiting. It just shows you it's going to be a slower build, because they're doing it through recruiting. You know, they missed on Cade Madden in the transfer portal. He was a big-time target that ended up opting for Notre Dame over Florida State on the offensive line. He would have helped turn this thing around a little bit quicker, but you know, you can't fault him. Notre Dame throws guys to the league every year off the offensive line. FSU just tries to find bodies not to get the quarterback killed on the offensive line. So until they can shore things up through recruiting, you know, it's going to be kind of a slow go of it.
Percentage-wise, what chance do you give Florida State in the opener versus Notre Dame?
30.
3 out of 10. That's about right.
I would say 30. I would have gone 35% if they got King Maddie.
I didn't think Notre Dame would get him. That kind of surprised me.
They weren't really heavily involved from the get-go. It kind of went FSU and Virginia Tech. When the FSU visit was scheduled, it was only Virginia Tech with Auburn sniffing around a little bit. He comes to campus, and I think it was the day before he came to campus, I reported that he was going to be taking another official visit to Notre Dame. So obviously they kind of came in late, scheduled the official visit. He saw one, he saw the other, and it was a quick decision on which school he wanted to go to, Bill.
I think he's more of a road grading run blocker than pass blocker, though. Nothing wrong with that.
We need them both down here at Florida State.
Both descriptions would work. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Josh Newberg with us. Okay, what is the happy place in the market, the stock market right now?
Well, have you been seeing this clove squeeze, C-L-O-V?
I had it months and months ago, and it just sits.
So did I. I held it now. It was down to $7.20 while I was holding it, $7.20. And I was in it like $14. I averaged down to 11, and this thing squeezed to $28 yesterday.
I know. Absolutely.
Get back down to like 17 today, and they're still talking that there's more juice left in the squeeze.
I gave up on it months ago. I did not take advantage of yesterday. Unfortunately.
I understand that. But a lot of my tech stocks are coming back just in general.
It's starting to get kind of frenzied again. It may be.
Yes.
I hope because it was there for a couple of months. It was kind of flat and choppy and boring. It was tough.
End of January through May was tough.
Tell everybody what is next on the Big Three Roll Up.
We talked about the potential 12-game playoff. We have a lot of recruiting talk. It's one of those classic Big Three roll-ups because everybody's in camp, so there's a lot of big names on campuses down at Miami, Florida, and Florida State. We also talk about the Julio Jones trade, and we get into some life coach questions and some off-topic stuff. It's a good show.
Berg, we'll see you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill. See ya.
There is Josh Newberg. Joins us every Thursday, and we talk Sunshine State. We talk recruiting. It's an interesting time because here in June, no more dead period. Coming up beginning July 1, name, image, likeness ago. Now, again, every state's got their own setup or doesn't have their own setup. This advantages for some schools in some states, not so much for others. It's going to be wild, though. It is going to be I'm not saying that in a negative way either, but it's going to be wild nonetheless. Jeff from Chicago says, take zero off that 30% and you're going to be about right about FSU's chances in the Notre Dame game. That's coming from an IU guy. Although Jeff did this told us in the past, he grew up. And again, he went to IU, but he grew up liking Notre Dame. But IU is his team. That's his baby right there, IU. And in football, IU's well set up. Jim in Jupiter. Norvell will have to recruit himself out of this mess, guys. It will be another rough year on the field, but hopefully we see improvements there as well. Yeah, I thought Berg touched on it well. You can have camps and lots of people respond and recruiting news and all that's necessary. It's part of the buildup, right? But it doesn't help you immediately on the field. It helps you for the future, but does it help you with this season right here? And the answer is probably, well, no. But I tell you what, it does sound like Florida State has recaptured the attention of recruits, not to the level of their heyday. No, no, no. I mean, that's one of the epic runs I remember covering would be Florida State and every big name in America. And I don't care what state you're in, Florida State was a very, very sexy destination for huge name recruits. Wherever. Not back to that area yet, but sounds like they're making a bit of progress, which is good, which is what you want. Top of the hour, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. If you have any questions for him, just hold those till we get there. And Ole Miss Evie will be present top of hour three to talk. Speaking of happy places, Ole Miss is a happy place right now. It's a very happening, happy place. And Ole Miss Evie can tell you all about it. We'll talk a little baseball. And we'll talk, obviously, some baby Kiff football in there, too. Like I told you, if you're one of those that has a list and you want to go visit other schools or go to games or experience a game day on a campus, not ESPN's game day, just a game day, and you haven't been down south, I would say one of them would be Ole Miss. Now, there's a bunch of them. People sitting in this audience right now, Alabama fans would say, well, is there a better place than this? Is anybody doing it better than currently they're doing it in Alabama? And LSU is a remarkable. If you're going to do LSU, do a Saturday night. Yeah, make sure it's a Saturday, or at least you're going to be there that Saturday night. You can hang out all day, but make sure you're part of it Saturday night if there's a Saturday night game. There's a bunch of them. I'm leaving a ton out, obviously, but there's lots of them. If you haven't been down here, those are a couple, though, that I would suggest you take a good look at. And hadn't mentioned it very much, but that July 1 date is just around the corner. Today is what, the 10th of June? So in about 3 weeks, name, image, likeness. Now, how will it be early? I don't know how wild it'll be, but the whole item is going to be wild. I guess that time, when it hits in a couple of weeks, will be a lot of stories about companies, individual boosters, what have you, pursuing players. Tons of articles. It's created a new content stream. I'll give you that. I mean, a pretty big one, probably. I got to get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hoops.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase even more in the last 10, 15 minutes here on Vietnam Vets, making your way through Hendersonville right now. Coming down Vietnam Vets, getting on to 65. Still not too bad as far as interstate accidents or major delays, at least at the moment, as I-40 starts to build pretty good coming in from Kingston Springs. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. You can check them out online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Hello again, everybody. This is Hope Hines inviting you to become a part of a special morning of golf and fellowship to benefit the wonderful mission of the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. I'm honored to host the 26th annual Hope Hines for Kids Golf Classic on Monday, June 14th. It's all happening at Nashville Golf and Athletic in Brentwood, presented by Cool Springs Financial Group, the George Shinn Foundation, and Tennessee Steel Haulers. To learn more about this tournament and the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, visit TennesseeChildren.org.
King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Story from Rocky Top. Wondering if you saw this. 24/7 Sports, here's my link. Tennessee AD Danny White has unveiled a money-raising item here. The goal is $500 million. It's called the My All campaign, which is termed a comprehensive fundraising initiative to ensure Tennessee's ability to provide a transformational student-athlete experience for current and future Vols and Lady Vols. Roughly $200 million of the $500 million has already been raised. $70 million, they're saying, will go to Neyland Stadium. But they need it in some other areas. The baseball facility, Lindsey Nelson Stadium, is probably the worst facility in the SEC. Now, Tennessee's facilities overall are really good, but you're always raising money and you're always either enhancing buildings or building new buildings. When you're an AD, you are as much in the brick and mortar business as you are anything else as far as your job description. Your number one job description is to be really good at begging for money, and that never ends. Like we've talked about, there's never a day, when you're an AD, there's never a day where you get up and say, you know what, we've got it all. All the money we've ever needed, we've got right here. Let's not do it anymore. Let's take a break. That day never comes. $500 million, and again, it will go to all kinds of different items when it comes to student athletes and buildings and all that. Needland Stadium, Lindsey Nelson, Thompson, the Anderson Center, all of the above on Rocky Top. And again, they say here in the article that they have about $200 million of it accounted for. The goal is $500 million. What do you think when the Cosby Cattleman, and I know he's already seen this, what do you think his angle, I'll tell you what his angle is going to be. He's going to come on and tell you and me exactly where that money ought to go, and specifically, if you know what I mean, where that money should not be going. That will be the best part. Aliquippa Bob, Bill, how much pressure will coaches be under to play kids paid with name and likeness money? What a mess. That is a good point. There are so many areas that, and I probably, we could write these down, I guess, but just, and I don't know if this falls in the category of unintended consequences, but you don't think there's a scenario where somebody has put some good money in a player, let's say a young five-star, who's not getting all the playing time yet. You don't think there's messages going to the coach, hey, I'm helping you out with this player. I helped you get this player with my money. I can't have Johnny Five-Star sitting on the bench rotting. You don't think that's an item? Absolutely. Aliquippa Bob is right. That could be a problem. I've had pro coaches tell me. Now, I don't talk to a lot of pro coaches because I'm a college guy, right? But I've had pro coaches tell me in the past, years in the past, that I was told by the owner. I'm talking about a position coach or maybe the conduit through the head coach. Pros now. That you better get that guy on the field. We didn't draft him here, and I didn't pay him as the owner all this money for you not to have him out there. When he's not ready to be ahead of, let's say, a veteran who's not making as much money. And from the top, they're told, get him on the field. I've had those conversations. Now, again, I don't know how often that happens, but it can happen. Chris Landry would know a lot more about that than me. But, yeah, Aliquippa Bob brings up a good point. That is one of about 100 million different what-ifs in this whole mess. Jay Cutler's burner account. Danny the Plumber is getting serious. Pay Tony Vols back up the Brinks truck. I think they're going to pay Tony Vols. There was a quote Wednesday, and the question was, and I'm paraphrasing, what's your thoughts on the baseball program and its needs? And his reply was, I listen to our baseball coach. My job is to support him in what he deems necessary going forward so we can attract the best players and develop them. Sounds like Tony Vols is going to get whatever it is he wants. I don't know all that's going on behind the scenes, no. Brent says, Bill Cosby said, let Tony Vols walk. Just shows you what kind of tool he is. He did say that. He says you can't pay a guy in a, quote, non-revenue type sport. Let him go. I don't think they're going to let him go. I wouldn't let him go. I if you're in it to win it, then you got to pay. Period. What are you doing in the SEC if you're not in it to win it? We'll get the break. Top of the hour, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase even more in the last 10, 15 minutes here on Vietnam Vets. Making your way through Hendersonville right now. Coming down Vietnam Vets, getting on to 65. Still not too bad as far as interstate accidents or major delays, at least at the moment, as I-40 starts to build pretty good coming in from Kingston Springs. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. You can check them out online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Tonight, Game 3 of the Braves and Phillies. Ian Anderson on the hill for Atlanta against Zach Wheeler. The Braves at plus 115 on the money line. Phillies minus 135, the over-under 8. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, the Nets at the Bucks in the East. Milwaukee looking for their first win in the series. They are a 3.5-point favorite at home in Game 3, over-under 234. The Clippers, a 3-point underdog at the Jazz in Game 2. Jazz up 1 in the series, over-under 221. NHL, the Avalanche at the Golden Knights for Game 6 of the Western Conference second round. Vegas a chance to clinch the series, up 3-2. They're a minus 135 moneyline favorite. The Avalanche at plus 115, the over-under 5.5. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Highs near 82 for tonight. Still a chance of rain and thunderstorms. Low 71. For Friday, sunshine. Highs 84. Friday night, chance of thunderstorms. Lows around 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Top of the hour, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. He was off last week, some surgery, but Chris is a grinder, man. I mean, he goes at it around the clock. Good to have him back today. Story we pulled up a little earlier. Let me just touch on it briefly. And it's from down in Atlanta, Georgia freshman quarterback Brock Vandegrift is expected to be notified of a name, image, likeness endorsement opportunity with the apparel company Onward Reserve. And this is when the gates open up, July 1. Also, some other athletes at Georgia have been mentioned in this article. Some football, most of them football, but some in other sports. Actually, I believe there's a baseball player in there. I believe there is there somebody on the basketball? I think somebody on the basketball team was mentioned. in there as well. I was trying to, I'm perusing the article here. And, okay, here we go. Yeah, there's the quarterback. Everybody knows Brock Vandegrift. You've got the bowling kid who's the speed player. You've got the kicker. You've got Phillips, who was on the golf team, and then the Tate kid, which is Connor Tate. Yeah, Connor Tate. He's on the baseball team. And apparently, according to this story, they already are in line, which again, this is all on the up and up. But I guess this type of information is going to become part of our world we're in. Which is fine. I mean, I don't like all of this, but it's part of it. Kevin in Muletown found me the quote from Danny White, Danny the plumber. And this is White on whether he's committed to playing baseball at Lindsey Nelson rather than the new downtown ballpark for the Cubs AA team in Knoxville. Quote, I'm committed to doing whatever our coach tells me, gives us the best chance to recruit and develop players at an elite level. There it is. It was a Wes Rucker tweet. Georgia Dog, and then I'll get a call. Bill, why car dealerships? Our owners have been Florida State boosters since the 50s. They're absolutely not interested in NIL. Yeah, I mean, we're going to find out the marketplace. I don't know the marketplace. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a lot of businesses will decide this is not a good investment for us. I don't think it would be. It may be in a rare case or two. But again, you've got a lot of people with money that don't really care about the ROI, return on investment. They just want to help out. There are lots of people like that out there, too. It's not all about what do I get out of this. It's go team, here's some money. And it's on the up and up now. You don't even have to hide in the corner in a trench coat anymore. You can do it right out in the open. Jim down in Jupiter. What's up, Jim?
Well, Bill, I got to tell you is that every day I just hear more and more that makes me love this game less than I did. And I'm telling you, I never thought I'd say this, but I definitely see a day where I don't watch college football anymore. And I never thought I'd say that because, I mean, the NIL, this 12-team playoff, paying players left and right, players sitting out of games, it's a joke. It's a complete joke what we're seeing happen to this great game. And it's always been about the haves and have-nots, right? But, I mean, it's just getting to where there's not going to be a chance except for, you know, the Bamas of this world. But add that you can have as many coaches on your staff as you want as support staff. I mean, what the hell is going on? It's like the Wild Wild West, and my passion for this sport is I'm going to be like you, and just instead of going to games and traveling all over the country to watch, I'm just going to sit at home, and at some point, maybe I'll just, you know, put on Triple D instead of college football, and I can't believe I'm saying that because I'm obsessed with it, but this isn't good. This is really bad for the game.
Yeah, it's... Here's my advice for myself is let's open up the gates. We don't have a choice, and let's see where this goes. I don't have a lot of faith, but that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's going to Shiite, okay? It's going to Shiite, and it is not good, and I don't know. I mean, I get it. The genie's out of the bottle, but come on. I mean, this is like they're dropping a nuclear bomb here on something that's, you know, they so want this to be, you know, the NFL. But there's a huge portion of college football fans are like us. they don't, we don't care about the NFL. You know, maybe the NFL brought us into this game, but I don't care about the Sundays. And most college fans, they might have an NFL team, but the passionate ones, I mean, we live and die with this game. And I'm telling you right now, I got Florida State, and we're in the playoff or whatever the hell this thing is. You think I'm going to travel to a game, you know, when I can sit at home on my couch? Heck no.
Jim, appreciate it, bud. Chris Landry coming up, top of hour number 2, Omni, Nashville Hotel.